Are we just diving right in?
Well,
I don't
I don't know.
know.
Don't you have to do
Don't
the
we? Hello and welcome to the sometimes we have a little like
our little
like a cold open? Yeah, sometimes
yeah,
we don't have to force it. Never mind.
and there it was.
The following podcast is not approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your weekly friendly neighborhood comic book club. I am Parker Robbins, they, them.
I'm Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I'm Catalicia, they, them.
And we are continuing our journey through the appearances of The Amazing Spider-Man. But before we dive into what we're diving into this week, how are we doing, folks?
I was just thinking of
Go ahead.
No, I just it's hard not to be living in existential dread right now, and kind of like the fearful existential dread for those that are, you know, I mean, we're all pretty aware of what's going on in the country right now, but I was just thinking about our intro and how that alone could send us to jail.
Such a like I feel myself like growing and like learning a very hard lesson,
ew,
and I'm so pissed off about it. And it was funny because like on Sundays, like usually before, if we do record on Sundays, it's like right before I like talk to my sisters. I talk to them every week, same time, same channel, and they're older than me by 10 years and 8 years, and
oof.
they told me something that I unfortunately needed to hear, but I'm mad about
Yeah.
it. And so I'm like, what do I do? I mean, I know what I could do, but it's not the thing that I want to do. But I'm like, is it things that I want to do because I'm hurt? Perhaps.
Oof.
So I have to, yeah. Long story short, fuck a man. Men are stupid and I
Stupid
don't
chess
respect
boy.
them. Yeah. Yeah. But also, that man has given me nothing, like very much nothing. And why do I keep
Yeah.
taking nothing?
Because
So anyway,
you deserve literally everything. The person who wants to be with you should be on their knees with a silver platter in their hands.
yes, absolutely yes. But I love to chase a man who gives me nothing because that's what my father gave me.
Fuck, I hate reality.
So yeah, it's getting real here on the Retcon
Hey, baby. We always are doing our best.
So how about the Beyoncé tour?
Oh yeah, and also she's making me spend money.
I know. I was like, how's your wallet?
You know, this couldn't come at a worse financial time, Beyonce. I have to go to Japan. I have to go. I have conventions are coming up.
When is
It's
she
just
going
too
on
much.
tour? Like, when did the
She
tickets go on sale?
hasn't said. That's the another annoying thing. She just was like, "Yeah, I'm coming," and I'm like, "Well, when, bitch? And when do I have to have the money? Because I have to like
Prep the
really,
credit card.
yeah."
No, that's not how it works this tour. This tour, they just show up at your house, at your door, and if you don't have the money.
Have cash on you.
Oh,
Oh, that would suck.
no country Beyoncé for you.
Oh. I would
Well,
fall to my knees.
I know you would.
But we
At
got My
that
Chemical
moment, you could
Romance,
see their
baby.
heartbreak. Oh, I know. I'm so excited. That's sneaking up.
Yeah, it's
Been,
like close and far. Close
yes,
and
close
far.
and far. Been prepping the bod, been stretching every day. Yoga with
Mm.
Adrian, shout out to the girl and Benji, trying to help my body and be prepped if we decide to commit to the pit. Because I really want to commit to the pit. Yeah, that's right. It's fun. Yeah.
Parker is shaking their head right now because they know. They know.
The
Well,
only
okay.
issue, what was it?
No, we'll, Kat, do your stuff. And again, we'll discuss it
Listen,
as it
Kat
gets
came up with
closer.
an idea today, and I have thought of an idea if they go through with this idea.
I didn't say I wasn't like, I have an idea of how to do it. I was just like, what am I gonna do? Do this? Because people do that, which I think
Yeah.
is hilarious. I was like, I was like, my body is like physically, my body aside, I have the smallest bladder in the entire world. And I was like, the fucking thing with the pit is having to go to the bathroom. I was like, when I have to go piss, like that's gonna suck. And Parker was like, it would. And that's when I was just like, what am I gonna do? Wear a diaper? Which I don't want to do. I
No, yeah,
don't
that'd
want to
be
do.
because I would
Definitely.
also then have to get the shirt made that I thought of, which would just be I pissed myself at the Black Parade.
No. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, we can't have you
Oh
urinating.
no. Absolutely the fuck not. I will not be doing that.
When
People
I
do that.
was
a
a
Can't young
have you
boy,
dehydrated.
my father took
Listen.
me to pee in the city.
How do I cut them off? What do I do,
Don't
Stephanie? What
know.
do I don't
You're sitting next to them. You can simply be like, I
Wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough.
like Parker would just like lick your hand very aggressively and be gross. He'd be like, ah, yeah.
See, here's the thing is that would happen because that's something I would do to them, but then I would follow it up with wiping their spit on their own face, which has happened
Wow.
before.
Okay. Yeah, that would. Yeah, you think you got one over on them, but then they're like, ugh, and you're like, oh,
Ah!
yeah,
So, Kat, how are
rough.
you doing?
I'm tired and I really want to be approved for this apartment we applied for. That's it. That's where I'm at mentally. And I'm juggling.
I saw that.
I love it. And that's what's holding me over.
Yep.
Up,
What's the
Parker?
non-binary version of a juggalo?
That's a great question. I don't know. I feel like it should just be Juggalo.
It's a Juggalex.
Juggalex. There you go.
Juggalo.
There you go. Honestly, because it's Juggalo, Juggalette, Juggalex. I like
Okay.
it.
We got
I
it.
did think about that when I was juggling. I was like, oh my God, younger me would just be committing to the clown year.
To the clown pit.
Whatever.
Parker.
Parker.
Well, it's still really awkward at work. I really need to get, I need out so bad.
Can't wait till like people get to the part of the podcast where it's not like that anymore.
I know, me too. I would love
I
nothing
know.
more than to have literally anything other to say during this part of the intro. I would love that so badly. If
Get
anyone out
there.
there wants nerdy non-binary feet pics for like $1,000 a foot, hit me up.
Hell yeah.
I'll do anything at this point. I'm so done working
Is a tough time
this
to
job.
open the door into sex work right now, I will say.
It is a questionable time.
It's a toughie. But I know what you mean. Any Hoosiers. I don't know. Do we want to talk about these?
These issues?
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, I
so.
was here for the flames of battle. I got things to say about reprehensible riddle of the sorcerer.
Oh, yeah, no, it was. It was bullshit. Let's be real. We'll get to it, but it was bullshit. Like, holy shit, that was so bad. That was such a bad issue.
I was annoyed that it was homework. I was so annoyed.
That
I
it's
was like,
honestly one
ugh.
that I don't know that I've read before.
Haha, we suffer
Wow.
with us.
Yeah, but anyway, if you are curious about what leads up to the events.
Oh yeah, that's right, because this is just our regular episode. We
Yeah.
just recorded an episode for our patrons.
If you're curious about the arc of Daredevil that leads into this, you can check it out on our Patreon. Patreon.com/theretconpod. But yeah, there's been some tomfuckery with Daredevil and Doom and some body swappery.
That led up to Fantastic Four, the Flames of Battle.
A giant guest star bonanza. The FF believes that Daredevil is still inhabited by Doctor Doom, attacking the blind superhero unawares. But little does the team realize old Hornhead's got some super-powered friends of his own.
This fucking Reed Richards, the stretching is just sometimes.
What, his lasso?
I just don't know why sometimes it just looks extra silly. And it looks extra silly right now.
Yeah.
Reed's
So
power makes me uncomfortable in general.
yeah, a little bit, right?
there are some moments, I mean, throughout Fantastic Four history, but there's like one that I think of where he literally puts his hands up and then his eyeballs extend out like fucking binoculars.
No.
That just made me. I
No.
just saw on Twitter a GIF from Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer, when
Reed
he
extending his
extends
fingers
his fingers,
and
and
all
the
of the
two
women.
women next to him are like, oh my God. But it's
Oh.
so uncomfy. Stephanie.
Yeah,
I'll find it and I'm going to send it to
he's like
you.
talking about the Big Bang and he but his fingers stay together, they just extend out, and then like the two women are just like
Ew.
Yeah, correct. I'm gonna find the GIF. I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna
I'm
send it to you.
dead, actually.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, so let Marveldom cheer, let humanity shout. Stan the Man Lee and Jack King Kirby have bestowed another masterpiece upon mankind, exotically embellished by Joe Sinnott and laconically lettered by Adi Samet. Pay attention, Pilgrim. This is important. In Daredevil number 38, now on sale, we saw DD free himself from the physical form of Doctor Doom. Got it? Okay. But now the demoniac Doc has tricked the FF into believing that Doom is still about to attack them, still in the form of Daredevil.
So, anyways, we move on to this what is it? Kind of other cover splash page.
Yeah, the like title page.
Title page. Why does the thing look so funny?
This is the thing's OG design.
I know, but look at that. I know, like, it's just the facial expression is what
Oh,
I'm getting
yeah.
at. Not like, oh my God. Like, I know that's how he's designed, but like his faces.
I don't like how his eyebrow rocks are
Eyebrows
kind of off of his head, also. Like on the side here, it's
extend
like
out.
they extend out, but then they're also like, they're like not, there's a piece of it that's like not touching his head right here.
On both
And
sides, if you actually look at it's both sides.
he's got like,
And for those at home listening, Stephanie just did seven different hand gestures up against her eyebrows.
Stephanie, be
Oh, here we
careful, or
go.
you're gonna do the I give you my heart gesture, and we can't have that.
Stop. But he's like this.
Okay, we've settled on a pen being held up to the eyebrow with the rest of the pen hanging off the face.
I wish I could edit good so I could just superimpose a screenshot of the thing's face from like over
Over.
your face.
Tell me, spot the difference. There is
Right.
none.
No difference.
But Yes, we open up with Reed manning a big old gun thing.
Oh yeah, this is where Stan calls us a pilgrim.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I don't know why. I just like the cute, their little like cutesy names for the audience. Most times I'm like, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Don't even look
Spyglass,
at me.
pilgrims.
Get out of here. I don't like it.
But yes, so we have Reed manning a very Jack Kirby designed looking gun. We've got the thing in the corner and we've got Torch flying off ready to go.
And no Sue because, oh, she needs a name from be away.
She is pregnant at this point.
Oh, fine.
So that's kind of the thing. Well, no,
Fine.
that's the.
Shut up. Page
Okay.
two. We're moving on. No. No. I can't even say the thing won't let me change pages.
He won't, will he?
Stephanie, I'm gonna stab them in the neck with a knife.
Oh, no, Parker.
Or a pen, because it's closer.
This is too much already.
Get out of here. Yeah, the eyebrows are really uncomfortable. Page two, first panel immediately. Why are they like that?
Because they're Jack Kirby.
Okay.
Listen, I love Jack Kirby. He can do no wrong in my book.
Okay, well, the eyebrows are weird.
Do you guys know the story about Jack Kirby and Nazis?
Can't say that I do.
Can't say that I do.
So, Jack Kirby, a Jewish American cartoonist, back in the day when, Marvel was really just starting to get going, he got a call that there were a bunch of neo-Nazis that were going to come meet him in the lobby, to beat him up.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Motherfucker grabbed his cigar and said, "Okay, yeah, meet me downstairs," and went down. Not a soul showed up.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of fucking cowards. Oh, God. Let a Nazi try and push those buttons on me. Come down here and I'll hit you. All right.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go, bitch. You
Yeah.
think I'm not a psychotic motherfucker? Like, I keep my cool, but I'm waiting for the one thing that makes me go, oh, all right, we can unpack now.
Yeah,
Cool, 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 cool.
no.
Fucking, that's so great. I love that. With a cigar, God, it's
Oh,
hot.
always
Honestly,
had a
hot.
cigar. And we did get it at the beginning of this issue, but Stan the Man Lee, generally that's kind of what Stan's epithet is. Jack King Kirby. That's his epithet. He was the king. Jack Kirby did so much for comics, not just Marvel, also DC. I mean, he's responsible for like the New Gods and everything over at DC, Darkseid and all of that.
A bunch of shit I don't know about. Well, hell yeah, Jack Kirby.
I love it whenever we get to read some Jack Kirby stuff.
Is this I feel like an RIP situation?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
okay,
Oh
I figured,
yeah.
right? I was like, this guy's long gone, yeah.
Yeah,
No
Stan was like
offense,
the last
King.
one.
Right? Like he really hung on for
Yeah,
dear life there.
Jack was born in 1917, and literally, yeah, he started working in comics before Stan because he was working during World War II because he is a co-creator of. Any guesses?
Captain America.
Yep.
What was that?
Captain America.
Oh, Captain America. Oh, okay. Sorry, you said I went straight to Doctor Who. My brain couldn't shake it. So I was thinking about Nazis, which made me think about Daleks, and it was the whole thing.
No, the other earliest form of
Yeah,
media
the
that was
other
like,
one.
fuck
Yeah,
Nazis!
yeah.
I was rewatching Rugrats, okay? It was on in the background, and there was an
Did you
episode
see the
where
Doctor Who stuff?
there was Doctor Who stuff
Oh, but the
because
grandfather referencing World War II?
we should just let
no.
Stephanie speak.
Yes. Tommy and Chucky got they got left in the toy store because their fathers are incompetent. And one of the toys they went by, like on the bottom shelf, were the Daleks. And I was like, I know that. I know that. That's
And
Doctor Who.
Tommy is loosely like not based off the doctor, but like in a pinch, because he carries a screwdriver on him. Tommy, and so does the doctor. The doctor is like, for a very long time, had what is called the screwdriver, which is like his little like
Little
sonic,
thingy.
yeah, his all sonic wand. So yeah, there's a lot of fun references to Doctor Who and the Rugrats. I was like, wow, they were preparing me all along. But any
But
poosers.
yeah, so we jump in with the FF getting ready to go to their battle stations because Doom Devil is coming, as far as they're concerned. Doom Devil is, for those of you who are not on our Patreon, what we dubbed Doctor Doom in Daredevil's body, and
What
subsequently.
Parker deemed Doom and
And then we had
Daredevil's
Dr. Murdoom, which was Matt in Doom's body.
body.
But
Last
anyway.
panel on page two. I'm really not processing how fucking thick and ripped Daredevil is in that panel.
Yeah, look at those thighs.
God damn, the thighs.
The thighs, the
The
arms.
calves have like four different muscles in there.
Yeah, but so we just have our classic misunderstanding fight. It starts off with the torch and Daredevil just uses some quick movement and actions to make Johnny fly straight into a water tank because he's an idiot.
It's, I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, because he's still a kid, but there's nothing I love more than Daredevil being like, how do I take care of Torch? Have him crash into water. Of course. Who's there the motherfucking millisecond past Johnny Storm getting just absolutely annihilated? Spider-Man, baby.
His boyfriend senses were tingling.
Oh, he's so, I love it. You're just like, all right, then now he got the torch out and you swipe, and Spider-Man's like, am I too late for the party? That's it. I see you fucking dump the torch in water. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, really quick side tangent. So Marvel Rivals has been introducing the Fantastic Four. And I saw someone because, you know, Johnny is going to be coming in the next like update. Someone was like, what the fuck is with all of these Spider-Man and Johnny shippers? Like, where did this come from? And then I watched this person in real time get educated on like the fucking history of
Of
people
their love.
shipping these two characters. It was so good.
Incredible.
It was so good. And
Incredible.
then they were like, I had no idea. I really did not know.
Yeah.
I just, oh, I love that. Some guy being like, what the fuck? Why are you? Oh.
Oh, there's like a
Oh, they have like a history.
like okay, yeah, no, I see it now. There's a bromance.
They love each other.
For sure.
I do love, like, okay, when you're reading like a Spidey comic, for instance, and a new character comes in, like, you know, Daredevil comes in, and then immediately Spider-Man's like, I don't want your fucking help. Get out of here, loser. Blah. And then when you go to somebody else's book and then like Spider-Man comes in, they're immediately mean to Spider-Man. Like, I just want everyone to like come in and be on the same page and be like, hey, bro, you need some help? I'm here to help. I don't want to fight you. This is a purely a help thing. And I think Daredevil here, like, this is also weird because these two are not native to this book because it's a Fantastic Four book. But
Right.
Daredevil, I guess, page four, second panel, he does kind of like, he is trying to explain. He's like, look, this is what's going on. This is why I could maybe need help. I don't think he's asked for help per se, but immediately Spider-Man like dismisses him. And then Daredevil's like, well, then fine, fuck you. But I just appreciate that Daredevil was going to take the time and like try to catch Spider-Man up on everything so they wouldn't have to do a dumb fight for no reason. And
Yeah.
I guess they do kind of get there. Like, Spidey's like, you know what? I hear you. I got somebody else who's going to join us for this. And I just like appreciated this moment because now we don't have to like have a triple fight that nobody wants. Yeah, just talk to people, you know?
We definitely had some sass and shade being thrown,
Yeah.
but it definitely it shows how Daredevil slash Matthew Murdock is definitely an adult. Like more of an adult. But I do love that, like how you said, like he's trying to explain it, and Spider-Man's just like, "Oh yeah, cool, awesome, yeah, all right, I'm gonna go help you now." And dude, I was like, "I didn't say you." And
Wait, no, I saw
Spider-Man's just
Thor. I saw Thor
gone.
though.
Yeah,
We could
Thor's
get
over
Thor
there.
though.
Like,
Which, you know me, I love a Thor moment. I'm
we
like big
had a
boy.
Thor moment.
And
Yes,
we,
he's tired. Leave him
yeah,
alone.
we are encountering
Hee
a slightly depowered Thor. He cannot fly. He is not connected to much of his mystical power because Odin is upsetty spaghetti because of something or other.
Sounds about right. I do love that there's just, we have these moments of like, Spider-Man was just swinging around and just swung by Thor like in a fight or something of the sort. Like there's just these little fights happening all over in these little pockets.
Yeah, no, they reference
No, I know. That's what I mean is like Thor was having a battle somewhere in the city.
with the Wrecker in Thor 150 to be exact, statistical Stan.
And then Daredevil's having a little fight over here with Thor. There's just like these little.
Welcome to New York.
I think it's just funny that it's like, oh yeah, four blocks down that way, Thor's, oh my God, Thor and the Wrecker are going at it right now. I ran into Daredevil and Torch. They were six blocks that way.
Doctor Strange is in the village, like it's madness.
Oh my God, a Tuesday, am I right?
And I love that, Thor's in the middle of his own shit, and Spidey's like, "Hey, we could really use your help." And Thor's like, "I'm kind of in the middle of something," and Spidey's just like, "Oh, so you're a chicken."
He's such a shithead.
And immediately Thor's like, "I'm not a fucking chicken. I'll go fight the Fantastic Four."
My goofy boy does not know when he's being baited. That's
No.
okay.
It's okay.
He's a.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, he's just a little himbo. It's okay. He's
I.
fine.
He does a little godlike himbo. That's all. I just love, thou darest accuse the son of Odin of cowardice? Well, he'll be having none of that. Even when he knows where he's like, hey, I can't like fight like I normally can, but I'm still gonna come fight.
Yeah, because fuck you, chicken.
Cause fuck you. Meanwhile, Daredevil's like, man, fuck that guy. I can't wait.
Spidey, you can't just run off. But then he gets fucking lassoed by Reed Richards' arm.
This, okay, page six, this whole Reed, there's just too much Reed.
Like literally too much. Like he's taking up most of the panels.
He's so stretchy. He's just stretched around Daredevil. And there's a point, like Thing tries to like get involved. Daredevil kicks him, but like the kick doesn't matter because Reed uses Nerve Blast Ray against Thing.
His own teammate.
Yeah, and I'm like, he's trying to help you in this fight.
Reed is such a dick.
Yeah.
They piss me off.
I do think
What
it's
can
funny
you
that
do?
Thing was like, let me help, and he grabs his body to stretch it and get through it. He's like, let me in there. And then we get to the
Yeah.
last two panels of just Reed stretched all over the place. I don't like it.
Yeah, I get, you know what? Okay. I guess Reed did that because Thing is like, I'm gonna fucking pummel this dude. And he's like, we gotta find out what happened to Johnny. Who cares about
Yeah.
Johnny? Let Thing do his thing.
Thing. We also have like very Matt Murdock conversation happening here because he's like going very like lawyery on him. Like there's even a comment somewhere where Reed's is like, oh, you'd make a good lawyer or something like that. Like he's just trying to talk his way out of it. And he's good at it. They just won't fucking listen because nobody fucking listens. And then on page seven, we have this, you know, the fight's still going around. You know, Thing tries to grab Daredevil. Daredevil goes and punches the Thing. But apparently, Reed Richards has no idea what gun safety is.
Nope.
You mean to tell me that a simple bump into the machine caused it to bacow?
Yeah, and it bacowed hard.
Hard.
And there is just an explosion in the Baxter building.
Like,
So casual. And I'm like, in the who else works in the Baxter building? Who else is that? Because like, are people dead? What's going on?
I
Does the whole
know.
building have insurance off the fucking Fantastic Four?
I know the
Like,
Fantastic Four has a couple of floors at the top because we do in early Fantastic Four, we get like a breakdown of what their part of the Baxter building looks like.
okay, but still, could you imagine being on the second floor and three floors above you? You're like, what the
Yeah,
fuck?
no, it would be bad.
It's like trying to eat your salad on lunch.
And that blast gets the attention of Spider-Man and Thor and gives us our, well, my favorite panel in this entire issue, which is the fourth panel on page eight.
Yes.
Because
Definitely.
Thor's like, hey, so I can't actually throw my hammer and fly anymore. Could you help me out? And Spider-Man gives him a piggyback.
It's so cute.
It's hilarious.
It's the best thing.
And Thor, like, what a man, you know? Like, there's no, his pride is not hurt. He confidently is like, hey, I just need a ride right now and I'm gonna hang onto your back. And he just looks so proud. Like, I love, there's confidence, security in that masculinity. Hell yeah, Thor.
Yeah, they just make their way towards the Baxter building, and as they do, Johnny wakes up.
I love the second panel on page nine.
Oh, him beginning to flame on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody draws the Fantastic Four like.
When Johnny is fully flamed, regardless of who draws him, it always freaks me out because I feel like
It's weird.
it looks like muscle fibers, and I don't like
Well, I was gonna say it
it.
looks like meat, which is, yeah,
Yeah.
like it's, that's kind of,
It freaks me
yes.
out.
And that has nothing to do with whoever's drawing it. It's like a similar,
No,
like,
it's the design
yeah.
itself. No,
Yeah.
for sure.
And it's a little uncomfy
I'm
sometimes.
very curious to see if we get something like this in the new movie because they're very much going for like this era, from
Oh,
what.
God. If they, I don't know how I feel about that.
Make him look like hot meat flying through the
Just a hot flayed sausage flying in the air.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, you know what? I forgot this note. This happened on page six where Reed calls Daredevil Masked Man. Maybe we've talked about this before, but is there in-universe discourse about heroes who wear masks versus those that don't?
Ooh.
Because like the way he was saying it too, he was like, Masked Man, hey, Masked Man, you're not gonna. It just feels, I don't know. There's a level of like, I don't have to hide my face
Yeah.
to it
I
where I'm like,
don't really know off the top of my head, if I'm being honest. Like,
It kind of, I see what you're saying. I can, I think there's a little tinge there.
yeah, where it's like
Little.
you have to hide your identity. What do you have to hide? And it's like, well,
Coward.
some of us are on the streets,
We
Reed.
don't
We
stay
are
on the top tower of Baxter Building.
exactly. I have a day job.
Some of us have an aunt who is constantly dying.
Okay.
Yes. And she's already a moron enough to let villains board in her home.
Without them knowing that I'm Spider-Man. Like they, like his identity isn't even revealed, and she's still somehow pulling villains into her literal home.
Yes. So
Cannot have that.
we don't have time for this. But
Mm-mm.
yeah, when that made me like wonder, I'm like, and I was thinking about how many like we just know who they are because we see their face and they go by their actual name, like in universe, like in public. Like technically, like Cap, people know who Captain America is. They know that's Steve Rogers, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, like
that's a
that's a
historical
known.
fact.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
he's like he has a mask, but everybody knows who he is.
I mean,
So
it's
that
the I feel
doesn't.
like the mask is like his whole outfit is meant to be like a symbol of
Yeah.
him, I think, you know, like
Yeah.
I feel like without the mask, it's missing that like full oomph.
Yes.
Because he's like he's like that patriarchal vision.
I was just trying to think, because I feel like he's one of the only ones who has a mask, but we know who he is, right?
Yeah, because
At
Iron Man
least at
hasn't
this point.
revealed.
Iron
At
Man
this
has
point,
not.
no.
Yeah,
Yeah.
hasn't revealed, so people don't
And
know.
Thor is just Thor.
Thor's just Thor. I
Yeah.
don't even think Thor would know how to
I mean,
hide his
he does
identity.
have a secret identity at this point.
Oh, yeah, isn't he like a
There's the
doctor?
human whose body he is cohabitating in.
What?
Yeah, no, we have learned about this before. Donald Blake is a doctor who has like a walking stick, and he hits the walking stick on the ground and turns into Thor.
I don't remember this.
Yes, and we have talked about this because one of my big Parker facts was about the time that, like, so eventually they just kind of got rid of Donald Blake, and then they brought him back in comics, like, on a major revenge arc because Odin basically just locked him away.
What an Odin thing to do. That fucking asshole.
Because it turns out Donald Blake, his whole existence was only to exist as a host for Thor. And then when he was no longer needed, Odin put him away, and then he goes on a fucking murder spree.
Oh man, I don't remember this one. I think some of the other big Parker ones have just like traumatized my brain.
That's fair. Yeah.
But
But
that's
so yeah, at this point,
bonkers.
he does have a secret identity.
Okay.
But it's not like
But he still is also, his
he's
actual
also
self is
just,
still known.
yes, it's also just like Thor is
It's
Thor.
when he's got
Yeah.
to put a, like when he's got to patch it up, you know, he
Yeah.
puts on his
Patch it
little.
up.
I
R.I.P. to Patch. Patch is gone.
know, I fucking miss that guy. I never thought that would happen.
Listen,
Yeah.
that patch is dead, but Wolverine will take up the mantle.
When
My
he's got
God.
his alternate. So silly. I do love coming back to page nine. I do love that basically what wakes up Johnny Storm is his boyfriend.
Yeah.
He hears Spider-Man talking and is like, hey, just comes up out of nowhere, like, oh, I hear you. You must be a fake. So silly. And then they think that Thor and Spider-Man are robots.
Yes, because Dr. Doom be building them robots that look pretty good. So.
I also, really quickly, page nine, first panel, we have what Spider-Man is saying that wakes up Johnny Storm is he references the Israeli former foreign affairs minister,
Moishe Dayan?
yeah,
Dayan?
Moishe Dayan, which I think further supports my argument that Peter Parker is
Is Jewish.
fucking Jewish.
Yeah. We've had a few moments that he has said stuff where you're like, oh, and then he was called a Jewish slur by Triple J. And that
Yeah.
really, like, which also makes it seem like it is kind of known that he's Jewish, which with Triple J, we still got it. That's.
Yeah, I will die on the Peter Parker's Jewish hill.
I see it. I support it.
I wouldn't even argue. And the
Yeah,
people
like.
who would argue are losers.
Yep.
Take that.
But it's clobbering
Oh,
time
gosh.
because now we have the Fantastic Four, or three of them at least, Thor, Daredevil, and Spidey all at the same place.
Same place, same time, throwing punches. Meanwhile, the whole time, the thing is like, you're a robot. And Thor is like, how fucking dare you? You must be mad. Like, you've lost your
Yes.
straight damn mind. I am who I am.
Yes. Matter of fact, fuck you.
Yeah.
Stop fighting.
And also, the thing is like, man, does anybody really talk as cheesy as Thor? Like, you could really be the real guy. Which I do love. It's also a known thing that, like, this guy Thor talks like a fucking nerd.
Doth mother know if he weareth her drapes?
Yeah. I did miss. Listen, I liked the Kenneth Branagh Thor. I liked that he had that little air about
It is
him.
a perfect journey into mystery film, which is where Thor started.
Who was
Yeah.
that? Kenneth who?
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh?
Yes, well-known dude. You've seen him in stuff before.
He's Gilderoy Lockhart in Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, okay.
He's
Okay.
he also does like a lot of Shakespeare stuff.
Okay. I see his face. Yes, I know this face. I know this face.
He directed the first Thor movie.
Oh.
And I love the aesthetic of that one. Asgard looked real crisp and real nice. Everything,
It
the costumes
did.
were, everything was fucking sick. And I wonder what happened that he did not go on and do the others. But
Then, yeah.
he doesn't really strike me as like a franchise guy.
That's fair.
Yeah, but when
That's fair.
someone does it so good, you're like, why leave?
Yeah.
Why? Unless it's like I don't think I could do it like that again, and I don't want to risk
Right.
it. Which I
That's fair.
can
But yeah,
understand.
dude did give us both Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston. Like,
Bless his heart. I didn't realize he that bless. Bless. Here for it. I love the first Thor movie.
Me too.
The second one is,
Bad.
you know,
A
it
waste of
exists.
Christopher Eccleston.
It really is.
It's a waste of Christopher
God,
Eccleston.
that man is such a good actor. How do you fuck that up?
And it's a waste of fucking oh, I'm blanking on his fucking character's name now. Oh, that's so stupid. Prince. He's a prince of the elves. Dark elves.
Oh,
Malekith.
Malekith.
Yes. Malekith is such a phenom. Malekith is like
Oh, his character that he played. Got it.
a Joker level character for Thor.
Would have never got that from that
Never
movie.
would have gotten that.
Never.
Malekith is such a great long-running villain for Thor, who is like devious and fucking conniving and crazy, like batshit insane. It is so
What a
bad.
disappointment. That's really,
It is
yeah,
so
even
bad.
knowing more about the character, that makes that even more disappointing because it already was upsetting that they wasted Christopher Eccleston in that part. But I feel like he could have played a role like that so well.
Like, they wasted one of my favorite actors on one of my favorite villains and
Papa.
just said fuck all. One of my favorite Thor villains, you know.
Yeah.
Back
Well,
to the fight at hand.
back to the fight at hand with page 11 being.
A knockout.
Damn.
Yes.
Thor and the
Like
Thing going at it. A full page
a
splash.
full page splash. Jeez Louise, that's a hard one to say. And I love that it's that classic, like the hit at the same time.
I like that also they're both saying I was gonna say their taglines. Their
I mean, kinda.
what's the word? Not a
Catchphrase?
slogan,
Catchphrase.
catchphrase for Asgard and it's clobbering time. Like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And they're both in like the big bold letters, and even the outline of the bubbles are like sharpened, thicker lines. It's you get that full energy.
They are fully yelling at each other. I can just imagine like everybody's like fighting together, like in this little room or whatever. And like you're like Spider-Man, you're fighting Reed Richards, and then all of a sudden you just hear like people saying that thing that they always say. Like at the top of their lungs. And Spidey's like, this is actually cringe. Why y'all do that? Because like Spider-Man doesn't have like a thing that he says. He just
Shit talk.
yaps the whole
Yeah,
time.
no. Shit talk.
Yeah, no. Spider-Man's thing is that he just talks shit. It's like there's
Yeah.
no catchphrase. There's.
No.
I mean, if anything, it's the your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, but.
Yeah, but like that, he doesn't like have like a like, you know, it's not anime when they're about to do their like special move
No,
and he
not like
announce
Super Spider Punch or anything like that. No.
it. Yeah. It's not Detroit Smash, but yeah, just like especially as Spider-Man, a person who doesn't have a thing that they a catchphrase that they yell
Have to
yeah
listen.
to see everybody.
I would love to see that in a future Marvel movie, you know.
Oh, that would be funny.
I'm like, do you say that all the time? Like every time?
Every time? I I've heard you say it three times in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's clobbering time. What do you want? What do you want from
me? Oh my
me?
God, again. I'm gonna start marking. I'm gonna put little star stickers.
Yeah, like at the end of the fight, you there's just like a wall and there's like little web tallies of him being like, "You said it's clobbering time 7 times in just as many minutes."
I like it. And then there's just Reed Richards who's like, "Yeah, that's no, isn't that what we all do?" Like,
what does Reed say? Let's get stretchy.
Stretch on.
No.
Elongate. It's taffy time because you know you're full of things. Okay. Look, I'm not a catchphrase writer.
Oh, I like it's taffy time if we're being completely fucking honest.
I fucking hate it, so. Chalk one up to both sides of the spectrum.
I fucking love it so much. Ooh, I think that's a good one. That's funny. Ugh. Especially because of just how prideful and egotistical that man is. I think it's hilarious to see him, like, envision him going, "It's taffy time."
Ah. Everyone would be like, "You're so this
so lady. Fucking dumb.
You're so stupid." The way everyone would just put their fist down and be like, "What?
You didn't workshop that with us. Who wrote that for you?
Does Sue have a thing that she says before she disappears?
No. Sue's too classy.
I don't, yeah, like, I'm trying to think what she would say.
Also, you know what's really bye bad bye. For someone in jail?
Bye-bye!
But you know what you don't want to do as someone who turns invisible? Just draw attention to yourself.
That's true.
But bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next Tuesday, maybe. I don't know. I like bye bye. Okay, retcon. We've written catchphrases for the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's so interesting because you have flame on.
Yeah.
And it's clobbering time. So, like, it's taffy time and bye bye.
I can't hear it anymore. I can't hear it. I know I said it, but I can't hear it.
I'm sweating from my body and my eyes.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, we can do this. Move on to page 13. What did I say here? Oh, all I wrote just for my note was page 13. All I wrote was, "He got you there." And I was like, what am I talking about? Oh no, it's Spider-Man, because it's the one time he's not talking shit and he's doing it to inadvertently talk shit. Meanwhile, it's pissing off the Torch so much. He's talking to him and he's like, "Answer me when I talk to you." To which Spider-Man's just like, "Oh no, I've just been going towards this chemical plant to fuck you up."
Yep. Cause an explosion.
And then we cut to Daredevil and Reed fighting, and Reed is like, "Wow, he's just as fast as the real Daredevil.
Maybe I should stop and think about this."
No, that's stupid.
Oh.
And then, I don't look how he's like, look at his toy. He's...
Last panel?
Yeah.
Last panel. I know.
Yeah.
Because, like, to go from the first panel on page 14, where I'm like, oh, they actually kind of, I kind of like how they drew the stretched arm in this. Like, you know, that punch feels all right. And then we get to the last panel of page 14, and I'm like, all right, that's just like a loose, flat, like deflated tent.
Yeah,
And
he
I
like,
don't like it.
I don't like when his torso gets involved. If that makes sense. I don't like, oh no, hot neighbor, what are you doing? Sorry. Oh, what is happening? Why don't you have clothes on? It's not hot outside. No,
It's
he was
not.
working out and he had to take the dog out. He has a back tattoo. Oh, it's a bit. Oh my God. I don't like when his torso gets involved.
Well, because it's weird. The fact that he can make it so, like the viscosity of it changes. I don't like that because that also means his insides
Oh, it's
are
all.
doing weird, stretchy things.
It's all fucking stretchy,
It's
silly putty, baby.
uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, silly putty.
It's
Could he
putty
like
time.
flatten himself? Oh, it's putty time. What if he could like flatten himself
It's a
on a
putty party.
newspaper and have the print on him like silly putty?
He probably could.
Yeah.
That'd be
Right?
sick.
If not him,
Is that?
Plastic Man, I feel like. But that's DC. God, I want Ben Schwartz to play Plastic Man so bad.
I don't know who Plastic
Ben
Man, but Ben
Schwartz,
Schwartz
yes.
is good.
Plastic Man is DC's, like, not Reed, not
Stretched
super
out.
intelligent like Reed Richards, but
Gonna throw shade to
He's just that. He's just like,
it just was funny. Just like throwing shade at another character so discreetly. It was good.
I
It's
like
great.
Plastic
Yeah,
Man. You might like Plastic Man. He wears a very deep V, a red deep V that's like laced up.
okay. All right. Listen up. Plastic Man. Plastic Man DC. Let me see that. Oh!
Let me see. Let me see.
I'm saving it and I'm sending it to the group chat.
Okay.
Why is this the first photo that popped up, you
I'm so
guys?
curious
Don't
now.
type it in. Don't type it in. I don't want it to be the first thing that pops up on your end. You do this to Stephanie and I all the
I'm
time.
pulling up the chat.
I'm like, stop
I'm
it.
pulling up the chat so I can see it when
I
it
don't trust
drops.
you. Oh no. And then I have to go see the spider eating. Listen, guys, join our Patreon, patreon.com/theretconpod. Sorry, that's the other Patreon where you'll have some visuals of panels we had to stare at, like Craven eating a room full of spiders.
Gross.
You guys, why was this the first image that popped up?
Hey, don't mind me. Oh, come here often.
I do love his little fit. I love his little fit.
Yeah,
But why is
shorts,
that
deepest V,
the
front and
deepest
back.
V?
Kind of corseted.
I like it a
Yeah.
lot. I'm just the fact that that's the first one that popped up is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
Imagine he
so.
does this to like lean on your, like he's hitting on you at like
Yeah.
at a bar or something. He does
He's
this
like
full
over
like stretch.
the stool.
Hey.
Instead of just sitting next to you, he folds completely over it. Maybe you're on the other side of a wall booth and he's.
Yeah.
Whew.
Ben Schwartz
Okay.
as this man would actually be
Yes,
incredible.
now that I've looked it up, Ben Schwartz as this man would be great.
I want it so badly.
Oh, we're going to speak it into existence. I did it with What's His Face for One Piece.
It's true. Cat, when we were watching One Piece.
Oh, wow, that was really funny. Anyways, I need to get off page 14 where I'm staying. No, because then on page 15,
Yeah, it's
Daredevil is
worse.
reaching out from underneath him like he's a blanket.
Yeah, it's worse. It gets worse here.
He's like a parachute. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like it's just like it's like a skin flap.
I mean,
I
yeah,
don't like
he is
that.
literally he's been a parachute at various points for the
I
Fantastic
believe
Four.
it. I don't know why I hate that I even have to say this out loud, but it just makes me think of like a stretched out scrotum. Like, you know. is so mad at me.
Really?
Sometimes you think of things and say them out loud and you regret it immediately. I also hate myself sometimes.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, everybody.
This is like Daredevil's like reaching out from under balls. I don't.
I'm really sorry, but if you look at the second panel on page 15, look at where he's folded underneath.
Okay. You know what? Listen. So Daredevil, he's doing the best he can in this fight here.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. But all the whole time also, you know, Reed Richards is like, man, it's almost like he's doing stuff like Daredevil would. And how come he can see while basically being blindfolded by myself?
Well, that clearly means he must be an electronic robot.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Such as the type that Dr. Doom excels in creating. To which we get yet another, because, you know, I just read the Daredevil arc, but we get another explanation of, he doesn't realize my other senses make up for my lifelong blindness. Now, due to my own power, he's sure to believe I'm one of Doom's robots. And then Reed gets the drop on him because he, like, uses one arm to lasso under Daredevil, making him jump up, and uses the other arm to just fucking punch him in the face.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny the way that he says it on the last two panels. He's like, all right, masked man, jump.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's just what I wanted. And then we get this fight between Thing and Thor continuing. We get this really creepy Odin moment.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
The whole time I was reading this, I was like, I wonder if we're going to witness Thor get his powers back in this issue. Which I think is great. I think that was really cool. I love that. But why does Odin look like that?
Because that's, you know, he's not like there. It's like, yeah, it's not great. It's early Thor stuff. It, you know.
He's in the what?
He's in the dots. That's where Odin is.
He's in the Kirby crackles. That's correct. Yes. This pattern, is something that has been adopted now into like the Marvel mainstay is like crackling energy. And it is known as the Kirby crackle.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Kirby crackle.
It's something like when I get a Marvel tattoo, I'm going to make sure it has some Kirby crackle in it.
Cool. And on this page 16, third panel, I know he's shadowed a lot, but I just wrote, how you doing, Stephanie? Look at your man.
Well, you know, I actually was preoccupied thinking about how, like, if I was back in the day reading Thor comics and not reading Fantastic Four and then realizing like a major thing, like he got his fucking powers back, happened in a whole comic that I don't read. And I'd be like, wait a minute, what? And then you have little Stan being like, oh yeah, in Fantastic Four, I'd be like,
I'm pretty sure, because they were really good, especially in this era of doing the, like, at the end of the Thor's last issue, it probably said, make sure you pick up Fantastic Four number 73 to catch the end of this story.
Yeah, or, but
like,
also, you bitch.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's comics.
Yeah.
Like, you bitch.
Welcome to comics, baby.
It's such a funny way to like upsell, you know, like that's basically. Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, business wise, sure. But as a reader,
you're like, what
do you mean I have to spend my 12 cents on a comic I don't even fucking read?
I didn't read Fantastic Four. I don't like that. I don't want it. This fight just keeps going. And it's so funny because the Thing the whole time is just like, man. He's just like, you sound like a buffoon and you fight like him. I feel like you're Thor.
Mm-hmm. But you're clearly not.
Yeah.
And Thor's got some pretty ass hair. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Stephanie.
Yeah, no. I think I was jumping the gun. So
no, jump that gun.
Well, when they do realize that this is like when Thing realizes that it is the real Thor, he's like, there's a thought bubble at some point where he's like, you know what? I knew it was you the whole time. That's probably why I was holding back my punches. It's like, were you?
Sure, buddy.
Were you pulling your punches or were you just getting your ass kicked by Thor?
Calm down.
These lines on page 17, second panel, are those both coming from Thor or is the weird Shakespeare shade coming from the Thing to Thor?
That's coming from the Thing to
To
Thor.
Thor. Okay. Because Thor's like, that's what I thought. Think you we be less than what we seem? And the Thing is like, how's a guy to know what to think with you talking like a refugee from a roadshow Hamlet? I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, especially for this era, Thor is going to sound like I'm at a Ren fair.
I mean, yeah.
And Thing is gonna like your stereotypical like
Refugee from a roadshow Hamlet was wild, though. Like, that was a very specific shade knife that he threw. Like, it made me laugh. But yeah, these fights go on for another few pages, and it's like, oh my God, we get it.
Until suddenly a voice is like, hey, dumbass,
Stop it.
you're
Oh yeah, what stopped my blow from landing? I did.
that voice, it can only be Sue, but you shouldn't be here.
And she's like, I had to because I saw your dumbass doing something stupid.
That motherfucker is Daredevil, idiot. Dr. Doom is addressing his nation and the UN, I think. Or no, just addressing Latveria on TV. So, like, chill the fuck out.
Please.
And that's where we have your the Thing moment. And also Spider-Man just not
Spider-Man.
Doc Doom.
Also, Spider-Man, I guess, what is this, page 28? When Daredevil's like, forget it, friend. Where else could I get a workout like that? Spider-Man's like, workout? We all needed this workout like Thor needs a wig.
Which I love that because he's like actually throwing a little compliment to Thor. You know, he's like, you see that full fine head of hair? Yeah, that's like putting a wig over that. And then he fucks off. Classic Spider-Man fucks right off.
So everybody does,
Yeah,
basically.
Thor, Daredevil, they all just fuck off. And then we close off with
A little kissy kissy.
a little smoochy smoochy and a heart around the Baxter building and
Yeah, what the
the threatening Silver Surfer and Galactus coming next. But that's not for us to deal with.
No, we had
Right.
to.
When I did read, when I got to the end, I was like, damn, Silver Surfer Galactus next week. But
Nope.
yeah.
It's a pretty big ish.
No, now we get to dive into
This dumbass fucking story.
This was not great.
No!
Yeah, like honestly, we do not have to spend a whole lot of time on this one.
There's not much to spend on it.
Yeah.
No.
So, for those of you at home, this is Marvel Superheroes number 14, and basically the reason that this exists is because I forget which it was mentioned when we were reading through it, but John Romita injured himself, sprained his wrist, and so they made another script with another artist, but John Romita, being the fucking madman that he is, still completed all of his deadlines. So then they were like, we have this Spider-Man story.
That we need to do something
Yeah, we've got the art and
with.
everything, like it's done. So they published it here.
And I mean, we really like Stan literally writes a thing about his wrist getting sprained and them trying to prep for it and then being like, yeah, and then Johnny still fucking did his work. So, yeah,
So this is just a little extra something for you, and they call it a treat, and I would disagree.
I'd call it a trick. And fucking.
Yeah, they try to like mitigate some of your some of your expectation at the bottom on the cover when they're like a new artist, an offbeat plot. Offbeat means bad.
Offbeat means we don't want to use this for the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I do like this cover just because it looks like Spider-Man is dancing to me.
He's
And
like, ooh. His arms are up, his elbows are high, and his hands on his head. And he's like, oh, he's got a little back bend, like leaning into it.
It's like a super stylized limbo moment.
He's looking sexy.
And then just the worst looking like Frankenstein knockoff fucking bullshit.
And some rando
Old man.
off to the side. The
So
reprehensible riddle of the sorcerer.
also
Dumb.
featuring the spine-chilling synthetic man.
Spine chilling my ass. Fuck.
This is cunningly concocted by smiling Stan Lee and Ross Andrews, embellished by Wild Bill Everett, lettered by Swingin' Sam Rosen, and witchcraft by Forbush Fetishes Incorporated.
Now, why?
Fetishes.
Why?
Because witchcraft? Maybe Forbush likes a goth girl. I don't know.
You know, fair enough. You know, fair enough.
Gothy witch girl.
Immediately on, like when you go to page two, immediately I'm like, oh, this is a very different artist. Like,
Yeah. I was like,
immediately.
whoa, this feels weird, kind of.
It just felt strange. And then we cut to the inside of this apartment where I did, the only reason I felt it was the maximalism where I was like, I relate to that. You know, like you just have a lot of shit everywhere,
And
but
then
his
you,
shit is
it's
questionable.
a lot of
Yeah.
tribal bullshit.
And you're like,
Yeah.
I will say it does seem to go across religions and parts of the earth, because we've definitely got some African there. We've got some Hindu.
Oh, yeah, we go to fucking Africa.
We've got the gargoyle and like things, so that's got to be more European. But yeah,
Some weird fucking balding white man sitting in a corner of a room going, I'm strong and I'm gonna prove it by killing a guy I don't fucking know.
And that's the long and short of it.
That's it.
And it's this dude who's just like, I'm going to use my mind and sorcery to kill Spider-Man. And Spider-Man is off, like, just happens to be out at that point, swinging around, and suddenly he loses equilibrium, swings
Yeah.
into a wall.
And then crashes through a skylight because he's trying to like sneak up on these guys. But I'm gonna have to say right now, what's this guy's name? Ross.
Andrew.
I don't like how he drew these spider webs. I don't like that.
That's fair.
I'm just now noticing the cut between the third and the second panel of his little splooge of a web slinging. I don't like
Yeah,
it.
no, it is.
Splooge of a web sling. Yeah, it is
It
not great.
is very splugy.
It's not great.
I
I'm not a
do
fan.
like the way the mind waves are drawn
Yes.
on the page. That
The
was
way
good.
they go through the, like,
Entire
is
page.
really fucking sick.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man gets the head sparkles.
Yeah, I'm like very Aunt May of you.
Yeah, and like hella head sparkles. He fights these dumb, low life.
Yeah, even being assaulted by this mental sorcery, he's still able to fucking whip the guns out of these gangsters' hands. Like,
Yeah, there was a line that did make me laugh because I'm nasty. But when this
lay it on
guy
us.
on panel four, this guy says, "Blast it! He snared my rod clean out of my hand." And I was like, "Ew, what kind of rod are we talking about?" Because
You know what?
I've never heard gun be
A
a
gun ref.
rod. Yeah, so I was like.
I looked at my notes and I was like, for page four, last panel, his rod. Like,
Yeah.
why the rod? And also, I, when reading this third panel, this is our chance to do a real good deed. We're going to make this town safe again for all us hardworking heistmen and burglars. And this guy in the green hat to the right, he said, yeah, we'll probably get us a medal next time the Magia meets, but I read MAGA.
Oh, You were
And
like,
I was like,
what?
no. I was like, what's happening?
Where, 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 where?
Yeah, right.
But yeah, we just get, Spidey still beating on these fucking
And
goons.
being like, I don't feel good. Whatever.
Ooh, my head hurts. Ooh, my head is, ooh, don't pass out. Bing bop, bing bop, boom bop, boom. And then the police come.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then we get this dumbass's backstory.
Which involves some racism, classically.
Yeah, he basically is like, I'm gonna go to these black and brown countries, steal their customs, and do it for evil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
It made me think of it's like a it's like a white woman who's like, chakras and crystals, and ends up in Sedona with a shop. Like, I know everything that there is to know about spirituality and Native Americans, and I'm like, shut your
Right.
fucking mouth. So there's that.
Yeah, no, this dude definitely like suns his yoni every morning.
He made us harmonize in our disgust.
Kind of laugh like Peter Griffin.
Okay, I'm scrolling past the page of racism because I just can't look at it
Oh
anymore.
yeah, it's gross.
Literally, when I was reading this last night, I looked at Kat and I just reached a moment where I was like, oh.
Oh, and I was like, what? And they were like, page four. And that's all they said. And I was like, okay. And then I was reading in bed. And then I just went, oh.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? And I was like, page four.
Just a bad time.
Or not page four, page seven, my bad.
Right.
But
This guy
yeah.
with his Spidey voodoo doll, which they actually call Juju, I think.
Yeah, which is worse.
Yeah. He like he uses it on Spidey. He presses the forehead of the doll, and then Spidey's like, ow. Ooh, ow. Very much giving Voldemort touching Harry's forehead in Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm gonna mail it to Spider-Man. What? And I'm still unsure of why. Although nobody knows
Police
why now.
will open this package and then the world will know it was I who defeated him.
Yeah, although nobody knows Spider-Man's address.
Because he just sends it to
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man General Delivery, New York, New
Yeah.
York. The most
Yeah.
like. Just. Just get it to him.
And we also realize later that he put his own return address
His
on
return
there.
address.
That was because that was his point. That's the point, is he
Guess.
wants them to know it was
I
him.
guess you're right, but it also later I was like, your return address?
Yeah.
You could have just put your fucking name, but I guess that also defeats it too. But there's like lots of names out there. Maybe you wouldn't get found. I don't know. Return address was fucking wild.
But
But yeah, he mails it. Spider-Man. I mean, you'd think that he would maybe want to like use it more, but like, he's got his own other powers, I guess, but
and also, how, let's say this did end up in Spider-Man's hands. Let's say they did find a way to deliver it to him. He's gonna open it up and be like, oh, action figure doll of me. Okay.
cool. I got a fan.
What else is he gonna do?
Yeah, but yeah, then we cut to Pete being all
I'm
sparkly eyed
sick.
in bed and Harry being like, well, damn, I guess we're gonna have to break off our double date tonight.
Which they be passing these two girls around.
Yeah, like it's ain't no thing. And even then,
What?
like they don't cancel the date. Harry's just like, I will take two bitches.
I'll take them both, left and right arm.
He even says something like, since I'm his best friend, we're keeping it in the family.
Yeah, what? That was nasty.
What? The fuck? And it's also, that pant, look at his fucking face, y'all. Look at him. Look at Harry.
A plot most foul.
Yeah,
awful.
He's definitely thinking some nefarious, not safe for work thoughts.
And then MJ's like, well, remind Gwen, you're my fucking date.
Right. I will say, this doesn't happen a lot, and I'm going to chalk it up to a different artist. But
yes.
I do like Gwen's outfit more than I like Mary Jane's outfit.
Look at Gwen's outfit.
Yeah, this like dark red number. Yeah, this is cool.
And it's page 10, first panel, both with the outfit and Harry being the biggest fucking creep ever.
Yeah.
Awful. And then cut to the next fucking psycho on the second panel of page 10.
Yeah.
Also, a plot most foul with this one.
Egregious. I hate it.
And he mentally commands Spider-Man to get up and get dressed and go to the airport.
And he does.
And then he gets on a plane.
Yep. Harry's
heads to New Orleans.
And Spidey's like, gotta go.
And then he just ends up at a hotel in New Orleans. And the whole time this white guy is like, nah, ha, ha,
And they're like, it's Mardi Gras. And Pete's like, Woody Gras?
Woody who?
I don't know what that is.
Oh man, Pete, you're about to see so many boobs and you're not ready for that.
I mean, he quickly ends up in a warehouse.
It's true.
He's like, I'm going to put my Spidey suit on and go outside since apparently everybody dresses weird. And then he does. And then he goes to a warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Because he's being controlled yet again by this man.
And it's where the Hollow Man is.
Yeah.
And then we just get this fight of Spidey fighting this like rubbery guy who's kind of like he's just your generic like bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
Although
he's rubbery, but he could also get hard.
Hey buddy. Same.
Well, you know, the first panel on page 14 is kind of,
you know, it is very Looney Tunes Spidey Man. Spidey punching into this dude and his fist coming out the back of him.
And this guy is thrusting into it.
Oh,
yeah.
Fight.
On page 14, the third panel, I don't like the back of this man's head, neck. I don't like
Ew.
How that looks. I don't understand what I'm looking at.
I don't
he's got
like
a very
it.
He's got a very fat neck.
Yeah.
It's just the way his is drawn, like it's folding over. It's weird.
Yeah.
Well then if you go to page 15, third panel, it's clearly he has all that extra skin there. So when Spidey kicks him in the head, he can extend his head up like a Rock of Sock'em robot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, God damn it. What happened? Weird. Okay, so my app refuses to show me page 15 now. So.
Oh, good.
Whatever's happening there, I believe you.
I mean, yeah. And as this fight continues,
Zat, Batak,
and Spidey's stop, just like,
Fatap.
Spidey is just shit talking, and this thing can't speak. So it's, you know, very one sided. And the fighting keeps going, and the fighting keeps going, and the fighting keeps going.
I mean, page 17 is when he loses himself because the pain from Mr. fucking,
yeah,
whatever guy.
Yeah.
We see Spider-Man get squeezed like a doll in the second panel of page 17.
That's true. And then they get like both thrown into some barrels and
then he gets tossed out the fucking wall, right?
Yeah. Into Mardi Gras.
To which everyone's like, oh my God, someone dressed as Spider-Man. I hope he's pretending, like, to get the shit kicked out of him.
And at that moment, back where the sorcerer, whose name we never got,
Because it doesn't fucking
because it
matter.
doesn't fucking matter, happens to be mail time for him, and the mailman has decided to.
It came back from New York pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, and they were keeping it at the post office, and he was like, well, no reason to do that anymore. I'll just drop it off. And he rings the doorbell. And alas, the puzzled postman has no way of knowing that the shrill ring of the doorbell has changed the mystic pitch of the sorcerer's psycho intensifier, changed it just enough to cause deadly mental feedback, one which no human brain on Earth can have the power to withstand, not even the demoniac brain of the sorcerer.
The fourth panel, and it's just like, and he's like, ugh,
I
owie,
kind of wish these were radiating
across the whole page again.
across the whole page
Yeah,
again.
that'd be
Well, I guess
cool.
the thing is, though, is it's just him being affected. That last page, it was all
Yeah,
Spider-Man
that's true.
going through the journey of
That's
like
true.
panel to panel, his head being taken over.
I wish
But
there
also, this
was
isn't.
a way to convey that maybe if the things are not going out, but they're going in. You know?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
But yeah, and then this dude gets the behemoth gets cut off from the mental commands and just walks into the ocean.
And honestly, same.
Honestly,
Yeah.
relatable.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man the whole time is like, hello? Like,
That was fucking weird.
I've fought one of the most desperate battles of my life against a
Bullshit.
hidden, nameless foe, and in some way that I don't understand, that I may never understand, I seem to know that the victory is mine.
And then this
The
little
end.
clown man just watching him.
I
This
love it with
little
his little
clown.
horn. This
Yeah.
little clown with his little horn. And the what did he die? I don't know. This guy is just passed out with his little machine on his head.
I think he
I'm
is
gonna see
dead.
if this guy ever comes back.
I hope he doesn't.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
It's so dumb. This was such a dumb issue. My retcon is that this never existed. Like, just never. Never.
Yeah,
This never saw the light of
I
day.
would agree with you on that one.
And also, it's interesting. Ross, it draws a weird line on Spider-Man's back where I thought it was just a panel that, like, the way he did it in a previous panel, but it's, I think he's trying to, like, highlight his back muscles in a way, but
Yeah.
it doesn't work. No offense, Ross. I mean, listen, I couldn't draw all the shit that he drew in this comic book, you know, but I'm not as much of a fan.
So as far as I can tell, this is the only appearance of this dude, but he will be named later in a Marvel handbook. His name is Jonathan East.
Okay.
And that's it.
Why does he get named?
I don't know.
Spider-Man's like, I remember this one time. All I wrote, my last note was just, wow.
Yeah, that was the thing we read. Listen,
Wow.
listen. They're not all gonna be great.
No, they're not. But this was specifically
Yeah.
fucking bad.
Do you want me in the future to try and weed stuff like this out? Or do you want to still give it a shot?
I think it could be fun to maybe do like what we did with the Daredevil issues, is
And
like kind
just
of
do
like
like
a
a
cut
Patreon.
down Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, we could also like if we know they're coming up, if we can like cluster, like if we like have an
Do
episode
a
of like
cluster
these are
of
bad. Let's talk about the
them.
bad ones.
Yeah.
I like
Okay.
that. I like that. And it's fun Patreon exclusive content, I would say. Hey, thanks patrons for
Yeah.
being there.
Absolutely. So next time we will be just right back into The Amazing Spider-Man number 60 and 61. We're going to be picking up with the Kingpin storyline again.
Ah, oh, shit, yeah. No, what is he referred to? He
The brainwasher.
brainwasher.
Yes.
Even though
Yes.
it's not him doing the
No.
brainwashing at
No.
all.
It is some man he is paying
Yeah,
to do
some very
science.
smart science man. And
And you know that dude was like, "Oh, I was thinking of calling myself the brainwasher." And then Kingpin was like, "I am the
Oh,
And he's like,
oh,
"Yeah,
yeah.
sounds good, boss."
Okay, yeah, you're the brainwash. Yeah, you're the brainwash. I'll just, yeah. Can't fight the Kingpin on that.
Yeah. You know what? We'll go with since I in our Patreon episode, I made you guys look at a pretty gross thing for our Big Parker fan.
Yeah, fucking trigger warning to anybody that's got arachnophobia.
Yeah. What If is a fun series. It's a really fun series.
Yes. And, or actually, yes, but yeah, I actually am gonna fix my structure there.
But so I brought up the Marvel Handbook because that's where we learned the sorcerer's name, Jonathan East. This is something that was established in the Marvel Handbook as well that is not canonical.
Okay, is this the Big Parker moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh,
B -b 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 Big Parker.
but this is something, it's a dimension that, like, they were like, this explains this thing. And then Marvel immediately was like, actually, no, don't listen to the handbook people. They just kind of wrote that. And then years later, someone made that dimension canon.
Oh.
Yeah. So for a long time, there was a lot of back and forth as to what Cyclops' eye beams were. How they functioned, where they came from.
Magnets.
Right.
They don't light things on fire. They're pure concussive force.
Which is fascinating. That's
Yeah.
actually interesting.
But so the Marvel Handbook, the first
The
one,
not canonical one.
yeah, the one that Marvel editorial immediately turned around was like, no, fuck that. And writers, you can't actually reference that.
Damn. I'm so curious what it's about to be.
They established that Scott Summers' eyes were portals to the punch dimension.
Punch dimension.
The punch dimension.
What happens in the punch dimension? Like every, it's
Everything is punch.
just
Punch power.
The punch dimension is a dimension of pure, endless concussive force. And the book that it ended up becoming canonical in is wait, it, hold on. Oh, it was Ultimates, but it was Miss America, America Chavez.
Incredible.
His eyes are portals to the punch dimension.
And I just dropped an image in there for
That
you.
is hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
The punch dimension.
The punch dimension.
What a fascinating take on it.
So
I
yeah.
just love that some guy was like, what
The handbook originally
if?
positioned that Cyclops' eyes contained interdimensional apertures, releasing powerful energies from another dimension filled with photon-like particles into his own via the beams.
That's insane.
It is later established that he actually metabolizes sunlight to
Okay.
generate force
Now
fields.
that feels like some Marvel shit.
Yeah.
That feels like he's a solar panel then.
Basically. And then his brother, Alex, absorbs like cosmic energy, etc. And then there's Vulcan, and I'll have to explain Vulcan at some point.
The excitement.
Yeah, Marvel spent like 20 years teasing a third Summers brother, and what they ended up going with was wild. But like, there was a while where Gambit was potentially a Summers brother.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Why does the name Vulcan sound familiar to me?
Star Trek.
Well, yeah.
Oh, sorry. This is me being a dick.
No, maybe. Who am I thinking? I'm thinking of a completely different man, Novar, from Young Avengers.
Yeah, no,
Ooh.
that's
It's a very
different.
different man.
Different dude.
Very different man.
Alternate dimension son of Mar-Vell, I believe.
Yes, I think that is correct. I read Young
Anyway.
Avengers back in the day. It
It's a
was fun. I
good
liked it.
book.
I liked it. I remember specifically not liking that Loki. There was a part where like it was like kid Loki, but then he like kind of grew up to be a teenager, and they made him look like Tom Hiddleston, and it icked me out. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It was a
interesting.
good design, though, I will say.
It looked cool, but I think you know what? It was like also peak Tumblr.
It was
Tom
oh yeah,
Hiddleston
no, it was
time
in
that I was
the
like,
height.
oh,
I mean, you remember the wars I fought on Tumblr back in the day
yeah,
about fucking
Loki.
people couldn't separate their admiration for Tom Hiddleston's performance as Loki from Loki's morality.
Yeah, they were sweet angel babying him to the ground.
Yeah, because that's how you pull in a whole other audience, is
Yeah.
what it is. And you listen, guilty. The I can fix
Yeah.
him trope is like,
But I was just in the trenches of Tumblr being like, no!
fuck you!
Like, imagine if you were baby girling fucking Red Skull.
And that's like people, I mean, not exactly. That is hilarious. But you know those people are out there.
Yeah,
You know those motherfuckers are out there,
unfortunately.
unfortunately. Yeah.
But it makes me think of Scott Pilgrim and people being like, especially when the movie came out and people being like, no, Scott Pilgrim, he's so, and it's like, no,
Yeah,
that guy's a fucking asshole. Like, Scott
he's
Pilgrim
23
fucking
and a
sucks.
teenager. Like,
He
ew.
fucking sucks. Fuck that guy.
And here's what I'll say. He comes across better in the movie than he does in the
Yes. Oh no,
comic.
he in the comics is even worse. He's such a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And poor Ramona Flowers, my God.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's what it made me feel like is that because I did read the comics of Scott Pilgrim, and then when the movie came out, they were
Yeah.
like, look it, but
Look
no, it's
it.
just like cute, like Michael said to ooh, and it's like, no. He nasty.
Yeah. I just remember being like, hey, finding out you're adopted is not a reason to try and take over an entire planet.
Was okay. I can't, yeah. I remember being like, I do have to go. I'm sorry. But okay, last thing. I do remember during that time being like, okay, Odin sucks for various reasons, but the reasons that you guys are saying that he sucks is not why he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Correct.
sorry, screamed that was so
Hey,
loud.
thanks for being here, everybody. If you want to help support the podcast, you can sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/theretconpod. You get some goodies over there, access to our Discord community, and now some extra like podcast content when we
Yeah.
do little things like we did with the Daredevil
Yeah, there's also
stuff.
going to be some cut content coming to the Patreon.
Fun bloopers or side combos that are just too much
Yeah.
for our already big ass yapping
Mouths.
podcast.
So anyway, join us next week as we dive into The Amazing Spider-Man 60 and 61. And I have been Parker Robbins, they, them. I'm
I've
stuck
been
in this
Stephanie.
voice now.
Oh, I thought we were doing it.
No, do
No, no,
it,
do
do
it, do it.
And I am Stephanie Johnson, she, her.
And I've been Catalisha, they, them.
Catch you next time, Spider-Files.
No!
Fuck that.